Thank you, Mr. Chair. The first comment was in relation to the terms of reference to add in paragraph 8, thank you, reference to the Eurasian Economic Commission. I don't see a problem with that. That doesn't go against any sort of rule that I am aware of. So, of course, it's up to delegates and participants to make a decision, but I can, I don't, it's not a problem from my point of view to add that as an addition to paragraph 8. On the second point, I will just, for clarity, read what was included, what is included in the equivalent Rule 12 for the election of officers in the ITC Rules of Procedure. It states that the committee shall every 2 years elect a state from among the ECE member states, and that bit is the same also in our rules of proposed rules of procedure. Sorry, we'll elect a state from the ECE member states as the chair, and that is the same as what is in ours. What has been removed from the SC2 rules of procedure is the part which says who shall hold office for a maximum of 2 consecutive terms and until the term of office of its successor commences. If I understand correctly, with the 4-year reference that the Russian Federation has made, is that you would like that to be reintroduced into the text of the SC2. But maybe I've misunderstood. Go ahead before I move on to the next points.